Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sarbi Yaakov Shalom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet. The Gemara Mudala, after saying that Koyrish was Hichmitz, Koyrish, the Yovish, went bad because he gave Tzedakah with the wrong intention. He wanted to do it for his own life, for his own success. Says the Gemara of Atanya, it says in the Braisa, Oymer Sela Zul Tzedakah Bishul Sheyich Yubni, I'm giving this money to Tzedakah for my son to live. Or b'shul she'eske b'lechai olam habo, to reach olam habo, I raise a tzaddik gomer. He's a full tzaddik. So what did the Yavish do wrong by giving tzedakah for a different intention? It says the Gemara lekash shekan b'Yisrael kan b'av dekachovim, depends if it's a Jew or a goy. A Jew is someone who if does tzedakah for other intention is fine. But a goy needs to be, lishmo needs to be for the right intention. Tosfos right away asks that we know the mission of us, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel says, Al tiyuka avodim amisharishim esarav al minat lekabel pras. He says, don't worship Hashem in order to get a reward. So why here a person is doing tzedakah al minat sheyich bnei is fine? So the Maharal over here, and also in their Chaim on the Mishnah Novice, and many other Mefarshim answer, that it's not really a question for the Mishnah Novice, because the Mishnah Novice is speaking about midas hachasidus. Chasidus is giving musar, a person should not be kavodim mishamshim esarav. I'm not the kabbal pras. Try not to do things for reward. You should do it lishmo, do it l'shem shemayim. But a person does it, he's still a tzaddik gomer, he's still fine. As some of the mefarshim bring, he's not a chassid, he's not on the highest level of chassidus, but he's a tzaddik gomer, he's okay. There's no requirement, there's no problem with what he did, even though he did not comply with the highest level that the mission of us is bringing, the standard the mission of us is saying. But Tosfos brings a different answer. Tosfos says that the Pshat in the Mishnah and Novis is Ainu Be'umas Ha'olam She'toyim Ala Rishonis. It's talking about the Goyim. The Goyim, they have a din, Al Tiyuki Havodim and Misham She'sarav Amat Lekabel Pras. But the Jews could do it for reward. The Tosfos Yomtiv, there in Novis, right away jumps to Tosfos. It says, how can you explain that? You want to tell me the Mishnah and Novis is speaking to a Goy? That what the Mishnah says, you should not worship Hashem for reward, that's speaking only to a Goy? How can he say such a thing? And the Ben Yoyod has adds on this. That according to this, I explained our Gemara. Our Gemara is asking, why was the Yavish's tzedakah wrong? The Yavish did it because he wanted to have his own personal gain, but you're allowed to have your own personal gain. So the Gemara says, it's between a Jew and a Goy. Of course this is between a Jew and a Goy. Look at the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah Novice says that you're not allowed to do something for reward and twice it says. That's speaking about a Goy. So what is even the Havamini of the Gemara? Says the Ben Yoyod. Answers the Tosfos Rishonim that what Tosfos means is what how Tosfos explains it in Psochim Daf Ches. What he means over here, Be'umas Soilim, doesn't it mean that we talk about the Goy. But we talk about a Jew that acts like a Goy. And what's the definition? Tosfos, the Psochim Daf Ches tells us that the problem to do the Malka Pras is what's called Toya El Rishonim, someone that will regret doing the good deed if he doesn't get what he's expecting. He's giving tzedakah, it says, I want to have tzedakah because I want to be zoiche to X, Y, Z. And if I don't get it, I regret giving tzedakah. And then it says, sha'alti is kavod b'shavshu saram, I'm not the kavod pras. That's wrong. But a person is doing the mitzvah for the mitzvah. But also he wants to have a side reward for himself. That is not a problem of doing something l'shem schar. There's no issue with that. And that's how Tosfos explains, that's what Tosfos means over here. That's the answer. The difference between the Mishnah Novice and there, Mishnah Novice, someone's doing for the reward only. Our Gemara, Tzadi Gomer, is talking about someone who's doing not only for the reward, but also for the reward, and that's fine. And with this, we can understand even better that what the Gemara says. That's the difference between a Goy and a Jew. A Jew can do that, but a Goy can't. And this is what Tzadik says in the Pre-Tzadik. Because the Pshat is that a Jew, in the end of the day, he's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same we have a din, Yisrael Pishachot Yisraelu, meaning as more a person can do bad things, he can act wrong on the outside, but in the inside, he's always connected to Hashem. Also, when a person is doing something, he says, I want to do this, I want to benefit with that, I want to get this thing, I want to get this thing, but in his heart of hearts, he always wants to be connected to Hashem. He's always doing things L'Shem Shamayim. Mashiach and a Goy, by a Goy, you don't have that. If a Goy doesn't do something lishma, so he's not necessarily connected to Hashem. And that's what the Gemara tells us. A person gives tzedakah, I'm not sheyich bnei. I raise the tzaddik gomer. because you know the heart of hearts wants to do the thing for the Shem Shemayim. But by a goy, you don't say that. You don't have that assumption. Only by a Jew we assume that if you're doing something, and you're doing it for your own benefit, really you want to do something the Shem Shemayim. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.